This is a duplication tape of Mr. Jin Nai Ming interview, tape 1 Psi A, duplicating from a 90-minute to a 60-minute tape.
This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is February 26. My name is Bernice Sam. I am about to interview a gentleman by the name of Jin Nai Ming. 殷先生，你讲你个英文名俾我听。
冇英文名。
个名你点样译啊？ Jin Nai Ming。
Jin Nai Ming。
G-I-N-N。
G-I-N-N。 N-A-I。
N-A-I。
M-I-N-G。
M-I-N-G。 What is your address, Mr. Jin?
653 North Spring, Los Angeles.
All right, Mr. Jin. Were you born in China?
Yeah.
When were you born? What year?
Oh, 1914.
Which part of China were you born?
Canton.
Canton. 你係四邑係三邑?
四邑。四邑。台山。
Where did your parents? Where were your parents from?
From China.
From China. What did your father do before he came?
Oh, my father? Mm-hmm. My father was in the United States. He did laundry business.
Uh-huh. But when he was in China, what did he do?
Well, when he was... When he was old, he went back to China. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do in China, nothing.
What made you come to America, Mr. Jin?
Well, my father wanted me to come here, to go to school.
To go to school?
Yeah.
Do you think it was better in America than in China?
Oh, yes.
When you live in the village, did your father have a home, have rice fields, and what was your condition at home?
Yes, we have a home and also a rice field.
Then you people were considered pretty wealthy then?
No, not quite, just ordinary family. Mm-hmm.
Did you go to school in China?
Yes.
How old were you when you first came?
16.
16. Did you go to school all these years until you're 16 in China?
Yes.
But since you have been to America so long, do you miss China?
Yes.
Have you ever been back since the Second World War?
Once.
Just once. Did you enjoy your trip?
Oh yeah, pleasant trip to see my family and my relatives.
When you first came to America, where did you live?
First I came to the United States into the San Francisco. I lived in San Francisco. Later I came to Los Angeles.
What year did you come to Los Angeles?
Oh, I forgot.
Approximately.
I forgot the years.
Was it before the Second World War?
Yes, before the Second.
Okay. Right now, among your friends, do you associate with mainly Chinese or Black or Chicanos?
Among my friends?
Mm-hmm. Your associates.
Oh, your associate mostly Chinese.
Mostly Chinese.
American. Mm-hmm. Very few Blacks and Mexicanos, very few.
Do you feel more Chinese or more American in you?
Well, I feel both, half and half.
Half
because
and
I'm new ideas, you know, not that quote unquote old ideas.
Good, very good. Did you ever feel sorry for being a Chinese?
No, never.
Then are you proud of being a Chinese?
Yes.
Now, when you were younger, did you ever disagree with your family about being a Chinese?
No, never. I never disagreed with my parents.
Mm-hmm. Then when you first came, you were 16 years old. Did you go to any more Chinese school?
No.
Did you know English when you first came?
Yeah, American schools.
No, when you first came, did you know some English?
No.
Not at all. So when you first came, where did you learn English?
I go to American schools.
In the daytime?
Oh, all day.
All day. So how long did you stop going to English school?
I finished Long Beach High School, and then I attended UCLA, and also USC.
Oh, that's
but my
wonderful.
Major is political science.
Wonderful.
But unfortunately, I didn't finish.
Mm-hmm. Now, then, when you did your mother ever come to America?
No, mm-hmm. She's in China.
Did your father go back there to see her often?
Very often.
Very often. About how many times did he go back since he first came?
Well, according to my memory, I think it's two times.
Two times? Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have one brother, two sisters.
Are you the oldest one?
I'm the youngest one.
Well, you're the youngest one. Did your brothers ever come to America?
Yeah, yes.
Both of them came to America.
My brother, yeah, in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Are they still here?
I think 2 years ago he went back to Hong Kong.
Oh. Then when you, all the time you were in America, you were living with your father. Is that
no,
right?
No, not all the time. When I was in the school, I lived with my father. Later on, I left by myself.
I see.
I came to Los Angeles, I left by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Up to this time, still in Los Angeles.
Then after you finished school, what kind of work did you do?
Well, I learned barbering.
Yeah.
So I've been barbering a long time. Mm-hmm. And one time I owned a restaurant, and in 1949, I was started a newspaper in Los Angeles, Chinese Weekly.
The name of that newspaper is Chinese Weekly?
Chinese Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the publisher and editor.
Of that newspaper?
And it is a newspaper.
What happened to the newspaper now?
Well, about 1949 to 1953, we tried to make it into daily paper. And since General Li Dongyuan, the president of China, came over here to talk with my friend Dr. Wu and the Kushi with me to try to get in. And some of
partnerships?
Yeah, those partnerships, they don't want the general leader to come in to join us.
They don't want a general to come
in. They don't want a general leader to...
Oh, General Li.
Yeah, he was...
What's his name? Lei Meh?
Li Zhongren.
Oh, Lei Zhongyan.
Yeah,
oh,
Lei
Zhongyan.
Yeah. So then we have a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then director's meeting, and then we stop the paper.
I see.
Boy, I spent quite a money on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do nothing at that.
Because Lei Zhongyan...
They claim that the Lei Zhongyan was a communist.
Oh, I see.
But he's not a communist. He's really a Kuomintang, the Nationalist Party.
I see.
But some people accuse him that because he's against Chiang Kai-shek and then...
Because he was against Chiang Kai-shek?
Yeah.
And they didn't want him.
They don't want him to join our paper.
I see.
So that's what happened. The meeting was stop the paper.
I see. In other words, the newspaper was dissolved, closed.
Yeah, dissolved, closed, yeah.
Then what did you do meeting. After that?
Well, did I go back to Barbara.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you got married?
Oh, let's see, 23.
23? 23, Then where did you meet your wife?
I never met my wife, and my parents arranged in China.
So you went back to China then?
Yeah, because my mother arranged and then engaged to the girl, you know. I never met, so I went back to China.
Who wanted you to go back to China at that time? Who wanted you to go back to China?
My parents.
Your parents wanted you to go back to China?
Yeah, because my mother already picked up the girl and engaged her with me, so I had to go back.
So in other words, your mother selected your wife for you.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I never see her.
Then when was the first time you saw her? When was the first time you saw her? After you were married?
When I married that day.
Oh, I see.
I never met her before I married.
How did you feel about it?
Well, during that time, I feel this is okay because my mother always pick up a good good wife for me, you know. So I believe my mother's words. I
Now,
no complaint.
Mm-hmm. So you went by your parents' wishes.
Yeah, I agree with them. So.
Mm-hmm. As far as
I don't want to against my parents' wishes.
Why don't you want to go against your parents' wishes?
No.
I said, why don't you want to go against them?
I'm not against.
I know. 點解你唔中意反對佢啊?
Well, because after all, you know, they
care of
me. Yeah, they care of me when I was a little boy, you know, and I came to the United States and go to school and my education. So that's why, in my own personal philosophy, I agree with my parents. Whatever they say, so it's okay with me.
Mm-hmm. Then after you were married, did you bring your wife over here?
Well, during that time, the U.S. immigration law is not permitted.
Mm-hmm.
But after Second World War II, and then the law was changed.
Mm-hmm.
So when I brought my wife and my son came over to United States.
So your son was born after you came back to America? Your little boy?
No. My boy was born before I came back to the United States.
Uh-huh. Oh, how long did you stay in China when you went back to get married?
Oh, nearly 2 years.
Oh, 2 years.
So I have a job in the government at that time in
Nanking. Oh, yeah, what did you do?
They want me to join the Nationalist Party.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to join.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, oh, if you don't join the Nationalist Party, you are out.
Oh.
So I said, okay, then I cannot take the job because my friends introduced me to work for the government.
Mm-hmm.
For $60 one month, you know, that term $60 one month is pretty good.
Yeah.
But they want me to join as a member of the Nationalist Party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm against.
Kuomintang?
Yeah, Kuomintang, yeah. I'm not agree.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, the government is belong to the people, not belong to the Nationalist Party. So I don't want to be joined if I work for the government. So and then I quit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back to the United States.
But before you quit the job, what kind of a job was it?
Work in the government for this ordinary job, you know, not high, but just work in the municipal, just for like a assistant secretary.
Assistant secretary, huh?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the Chinese that you work with then? Did you like to work with the Chinese?
Oh, yeah, I always.
Mm-hmm.
I always.
Mm-hmm.
in China or in ever, whether governments or private companies, I always do.
Then after you quit the job, you came back to America.
Yeah.
All right, then what did you do when you first came to America?
Well, I go back to school, try to get my, finish my degree, you know, the political science.
Did you go to USC then?
Yeah, USC and UCLA. But that time, on account of the financial condition, so.
What was that?
Financial.
Oh, you have financial problems.
Problems. Not enough money. So, that's how.
So you did.
I didn't finish.
Finish.
Yeah.
Then you went to
work. I worked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You went back to your little business, barbering.
Well, that time is I was learning. I'm not in the barber business at that time, because in that day it's hard to find a job.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to school and then I learn barbering,
mm-hmm.
in order that after school and I can work a couple hours in barbering, in order to support myself. So that's that day I'm not in a barber yet. You know, I just learned the barber.
During the time when jobs were hard to find, about what year was it? Approximately.
Let me see, I forgot.
Must be before the Second World War.
Yeah, before the Second World War. It's a real hard to find a job.
Then, after you stopped going to school, what did you do?
Well, I still continue to learn barbering.
Mm-hmm.
So when I finished barbering, and then I work as a barber.
Mm-hmm. Now then, when did you, after the Second World War, you said you brought your wife over here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, before the Second World War, how much were people making per week, for instance, in general? Were they making a whole lot of money?
No. I think in general about $80 to $100.
A week?
No, 1 month.
1 month, $80 to $100.
For 1 month, yeah.
All right. When people were making such a small amount of money, did they have enough? Did the Chinese have enough to buy food and other expenses?
Well, in general, yes.
Why, do you suppose?
Well, because during that period, the things were cheaper, you know, the prices. Mm-hmm. Such as you want to buy a shoe, just cost you about $3.
Mm-hmm.
But now it costs you $25. And you buy the food, and for example, you buy a loaf of bread, during that day, I believe it's just only about 12 cents, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
According to the memory, I'm not sure, but
yeah, I think
just,
you're right.
But 12 cents, mm-hmm. now 80 cents.
80 cents.
Or 85. So that's why equal to the value of the money.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that true that Chinese, most of them, are pretty economical too?
Yes, I believe so, mm-hmm. yeah.
Now, then, at that time in Chinatown, do the Chinese usually live by other Chinese?
In Chinatown?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, usually they live together.
Why do you suppose they like to live close to each other?
Because they cannot find a place for rent. Because out of Chinatown, a lot of places, such as house or apartments, they don't rent it to the Chinese.
I see.
And discriminate the Chinese people, that's why.
Mm-hmm. And then too, could the Chinese, most of them, speak English at that time?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Few speak English. Before the Second World War, it's very few.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, some speak English, of course, but very few.
Now, the Chinese in LA, where they work hard for their money, and did they save up the money, or did they gamble them away, or did they send them back to China, or did they put them in the banks?
You said before the Second World War or after?
Well, before and after. What do they usually do with the money that they save up?
Well, before the Second World War, and I believe those Chinese people living in Los Angeles, I figured that maybe 40% in gambling.
Oh.
60% they are good people, you know, not gambling. Mm-hmm. And then those people, about 60%, and then they can go back to China, see their wives, see their families once in a while. But those 40%, it's hard to go back to China, you know, in order because they work, but they lost the money gambling.
Yeah, they couldn't go back because they gambled money.
Because their family, mostly that time, very few family in here. Their wives, their children, mostly in China. But after the war, World War II, and then they sent their wife, sent their family, came to the United States, and then less gambling. So their families are happier. Mm-hmm. So I believe that now maybe 10% of gambling, the ordinary Chinese people, mm-hmm. is less than before the Second World War II. That's what my imagination, but that's true. But
mm-hmm. Now during the Second World War, what did you do in here? Did you go to war?
Yeah, I've been in the U.S. Navy.
Oh, you did? You were in the Navy?
Over 3 years.
Oh.
I've been fighting in the Pacific Ocean.
Pacific Ocean for that 3 years.
For 3 years in the Navy, I received 3 stars.
Oh.
See, 1 star is indicated that in the war zone, at the battlefield. So I received 3 stars in the Navy.
Wonderful.
Honorable, you know.
Then after the Second World War, you came out of the service, and what did you do?
Well, I tried to get a government job. Job, but I didn't make up my mind at that time, just so I go back to barbering.
What kind of job were you looking for?
That time? Oh, that time I tried to exam for the city government job, you know, for civil service.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't go. Finally, I decided I'd go back to barbering.
I see. Because you already knew barbering at that time.
Yeah, afterward, yeah.
Do you happen to know any Chinese who are involved in politics in China?
Well, I know my teacher, Mr. Choi, was in China that time, with some connection with the government, but not very high offices.
Mm-hmm.
And also Mr. Fong.
Mm-hmm. Also your teacher?
No, it's my friend, Mr. Fong, uh-huh. is my friend. But one time he introduced me with a job in the Nanjing capital of China.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Fong.
I see. Then, did many Chinese at that time feel a certain amount of obligations to support their families?
Yes.
The Chinese. Yes. Why do they do that? Why do they feel that they should support the family?
Well, because in a relationship, what they have to. They work hard and send the money back to China or even in here. That's their duty.
How about the philosophy and the teaching of the Chinese?
In China or here?
Did they help them to feel that they should support the family?
Oh yeah, that's the old history of China, the philosophers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now during the Depression, were you in America? I think it started in 1929. I think
1929, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Started in 1929.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm 67. Let me tell. I forgot. Let's see.
See, the war started in 1941.
Yeah, let's say 67. I'm 67 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I forgot 1929, depression, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, it started in 29.
Between the that term, because my age is 60.
Now, did I ask you what year you were born?
Yeah. 1914.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Okay. Then,
I forgot. Depression.
Now, were the Chinese in Los Angeles affected by the Depression?
Oh, I believe so. Mm-hmm. All over the United States.
Why? What makes you say so?
Well,
did you
because,
see things?
Yeah. I remember that time is the people no job, and even $1 a day is hard to get a job, $1 a day.
Oh.
Until President Roosevelt took it over the United States, the President of the United States, and then there are new deals and all kind of different ideas. And then, little by little, the people from $1 a day, $2, $3, $4, mm-hmm. and then the president is out. Mm-hmm. It's by the Roosevelt, the president.
So, Chansa? So, then the Chinese, you said, in Los Angeles were affected by the Depression. Now, did you ever feel there was hostility towards the Chinese in Los Angeles? Have you felt anything?
No, I don't.
Don't, but how about other people treated you badly?
No, they treat me okay. So far, I never had any trouble with the Chinese people.
No, not Chinese, but the American.
Oh, the American.
The Americans treated you well. They treated the Chinese well.
Well, not exactly, because
no,
some of them are they don't treat the Chinese well in that time.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you say about the when you go to the theater? What happened?
Well, when I went to the theater, and then the theater owners divide up
for
many sections.
Mm-hmm.
So some sections for the white people only. Some section for the color, such as Chinese, Filipinos, Japanese, and the others from the Asians.
Mm-hmm.
So they divided.
So there are only two sections, one for the white people, one for the non-white.
Yeah.
And that includes the black, the Mexican, and the Chinese, and Japanese.
Yeah, Filipinos.
It was in a theater that you saw this?
Yeah.
About what year was it?
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, it was after
ago.
The war.
Yeah, before the World War II.
Before World War II,
yeah.
And it was in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not only Los Angeles, in many cities.
Uh-huh.
And my friends.
I know, but this is
cities.
What you saw
yeah.
in Los Angeles.
Yeah. And even go to the dance hall, or they weren't allowed the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
See, we go to the party, some of them big theater, you know, or auditoriums. They weren't allowed Chinese to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And Mexican too, they put a sign there, no Mexican Chinese. There
the
term
did you see the sign?
Yeah, long time ago.
No
yeah.
Chinese or Mexican?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Long time ago.
Now, these conditions, do we still have such conditions here?
No more.
No more. So such discrimination disappear.
Right.
When you saw those discrimination, how did you feel?
Of course I don't feel good, but I can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have
Why
any,
didn't
I,
you do something?
Because I don't have any connection with the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
So
were you afraid to do something?
No, I never afraid. But if I don't have any connection with the politicians, I can't do nothing.
I see.
That's why I just forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Then would you consider the Chinese people in Los Angeles doing better as far as advancement is concerned, or doing worse than the general population?
After the Second World
mm-hmm.
War?
After the Second World War.
Oh yes, better.
Why do you suppose the Chinese are doing better?
Continue onto side B for tape one, side A.